Good evening, church. It's good to see you all. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, except for the keyboardists. I requested the keyboardists to stay on. Huh? Okay. I've got one more thing to do before I go to the word. You see this envelope here? It says commitments. I don't know how many of you remember the last time I preached. I remember the Lord wanted me to ask each one of us to make a fresh commitment to Him, to put our priorities right. If you remember that, all the commitments made are inside this envelope. You may have forgotten it, but God hasn't forgotten that commitment that you have made. You know, and God hasn't forgotten, I've also not forgotten the commitment we have all made. Okay? And so every day I've been laying hands on this. I don't open up to read any of your commitments. I just lay hands and I pray over this. And I've had testimonies of people coming and telling me how God has been waking them up every morning to pray at 4:30 in the morning. And I've had testimonies of how those who couldn't read the Word of God, suddenly there's such a desire to read the Word of God. They keep reading and reading. There's so many other testimonies that I've heard. And if you have not experienced your breakthrough yet, I want you to know that I'm continuously praying. And also the intercessors are also praying for these commitments that have been made. And God desires us. He desires us to actually make commitments and keep our commitments and keep our fire going. Okay, and that's my title this evening, Keep the Fire Burning. We need to keep the fire of God on our hearts continuously burning. Okay, and this is my title, Keep the Fire Burning. And my text for today is Leviticus chapter 6 verses 12 and 13. Leviticus 6 verses 12 and verse 13. Let me read that to you. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offerings on the altar. It shall burn on the fat of the peace offerings. Okay, verse 13. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. Okay. Now, as I was reading this, I wonder if you notice that there's something that is repeated in these two verses. There are only two verses, but something has been repeated twice. Okay, in this. I'm going to show that to you. And it is the verse 12, the beginning of verse 12 and the beginning of verse 13. Okay, now let me read that again. Beginning of verse 12, it says, and the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, and it shall not be put out. So that means the fire has to be consistently and continuously burning, and it cannot be put out. Okay, and then the same thing is said here. Verse 13, the beginning, it says, a fire shall always be burning on the altar and it shall never go out. Okay, this is an Old Testament passage where it talks about the literal fire and on the altar. Okay, the literal fire on the altar. But we're going to see what God is wanting to tell us in keeping the fire of God in our hearts burning. Okay, and if you know the law of double mention, I'm sure some of you know what is the law of double mention. When in the Bible, when something is repeated twice, it means it's very important. So when it's important, we need to take note of things that are important that God is saying to us. Okay, now here I'm telling you that it is double mention. But I want you to know that in this passage, a few verses before that, it's repeated also there. It starts with verse 9, the second part of verse 9. So it is not just a double mention, but it's a triple mention here. So how important it is to keep that fire burning consistently, because it's a third one. Okay, now let's see chapter 6 verse 9. Okay, command Aaron and his sons, saying, "This is the law of the burnt offerings. The burnt offering shall be on the heath upon the altar all night until morning. It shall be kept burning on it." So in the Old Testament, they followed this. The priests will continue to keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. It is not supposed to completely go off. They will not shut off the fire and then start the fire again. It is supposed to be continuous. It is supposed to keep on going on, therefore. And so, therefore, I want to let you know today that the fire that's in our heart, the fire of God that's in our heart, must be the same way. We need to keep it burning. We cannot let it die down. A few days we are up in the spirit, and then the next few days we are down in the spirit. We cannot have that happening to us, because the fire is supposed to continuously be burning. Okay? So we're going to relate this Old Testament burning on the altar to our personal daily lives today. How we can keep that fire burning. The altar represents the hearts of believers. Okay, it represents our hearts, the altar. And on the altar is the fire. Okay, fire in the Bible represents the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is God's presence in our life. The Holy Spirit is the power of God in our lives. And the Holy Spirit is also the cleansing agent that cleanses us continuously so that we can keep coming back to God and be holy as God is holy. You know, and as you see that, you know, God wants us to allow the Holy Spirit to continue to cleanse us, the Holy Spirit is also the power that works within us. See, the Holy Spirit will keep burning, will keep on burning if we will allow it to continue to burn. Okay, it represents us the power, the cleansing. And one more thing that the Holy Spirit does, this is very real. The Holy Spirit transforms our life. So if we, just like the Old Testament time, keep that fire of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit burning in us consistently, we will experience awesome things. We will experience awesome things. We will see our lives transform. And people will be able to see the transformation in our lives. Because it is the fire that is burning within us. We need to keep it going. We need to keep it burning. It has to be consistent. So if the fire in our lives is consistent, later we will see how to keep that fire burning. Okay, so if we allow the fire to consistently be burning in us, wherever we go, we will carry the presence of God. The presence of God will be so real in the midst. Even in the midst of people, people will experience God even you without you saying anything about Jesus. They will see your life and they know that something is different. Have you seen people who spend hours in the presence of God, and when they come out, just like when Moses was on 40 days up in the mountain and he was fasting, and when he came down, his face was shining. That's how our face will shine if the consistency of the presence of God is upon us wherever we go. When we carry the presence of God, people will be able to identify the power of God, the presence of God in our lives. And in the same way, when consistently we begin to allow the fire to be burning, it's a consistent thing without stopping, you know, it has to continue. You have to do something for it to keep going. So we're going to see how we're going to do that. So when the fire of God is consistent in our lives, we carry the power of God, because the Holy Spirit is the fire and the power in our lives. So wherever we go, even in a normal situation, we will see the power of God move. Even in simple things, even if someone is coming to you for counseling and you're just sharing with them what you think God is saying to you to tell them, they will be touched by the Lord and they will be transformed. See, so the power of God will break yokes over the lives of people. The power of God is so powerful in every situation. Any situation, there's nothing impossible with God. I always say this. There's absolutely nothing impossible with God. So the power of God is within us to work the works of God under the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Okay? And here, this presence of God, the anointing of the fire of God in our lives also cleanses us. It cleanses us, all the things that we do wrong, the things that we think wrong. See, when we come before a holy God, if we have the cleansing power of God in our lives, when we allow God to cleanse us, you find that the fire will begin to burn even brighter. See, the fire will burn brighter. And so consistently, as we allow the Holy Spirit in our lives, the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn in our lives, many things will begin to take place. And as I said just now, a transformation of our lives. And we don't have to actually witness to people. Our lives, our transformed lives, will bring people to the Lord. So this is the power of God. You know, through the Holy Spirit, the fire in our lives. Now we're going to see how to keep the fire of God burning in our hearts consistently. Okay, let's go back to the text scripture, chapter 6, verse 12 and verse 13. It says, "And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it, it shall not be put out." And the second line, it says, "And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning." Okay, so how do they keep the fire going? By putting the wood, you know, so that it will continue to burn. And then the key thing that's written there is, they keep it burning, and it shall be the priest shall burn. Back to the last screen. Okay, and the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. So the key word here is every morning. So what do we need to do every morning to keep the wood going on the fire, and so that the fire then can continue to burn? The key to this is found in Mark chapter 1 and verse 35. Let's see Mark 1:35. This is a familiar scripture that all of you know. Okay, it says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out." Jesus went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Now, here we see, this is the main key. If we want our fire to keep burning, this is what we need to establish: a personal walk with God, a quiet time before God, alone with God, just one-to-one with God. This is the key to keep the fire burning. Many times when we are up here and we tell people we need to have a regular quiet time, sometimes we say you need to have your devotion every day, we need to spend time alone with God. Sometimes when we say these things, you know, some of us know and some of us have experienced and we know what it means. But there's one person came up to me one day and said, "You all keep saying quiet time. I don't know what it means. You say that you need to walk with God. I don't know what it means." So today I decided that I will share briefly what the spiritual disciplines are. Okay? Now, firstly is prayer. Okay? Prayer sustains the fire. Prayer is actually talking to God. And so as you continue to talk to God and commune with Him, the fire keeps burning. Prayer is like oxygen. If we don't have oxygen, what will happen? We will die. Okay? And prayer is also our breath. So every breath of ours, we need to be communing with God. He gave us the breath. He created Adam and He breathed into Adam the breath of life. And prayer is our life support. You see, in the ICU, the life support, once they remove the life support, what happens? The person dies. So without prayer, if we do not pray, if we do not communicate with God, if we do not commune with the Lord, what happens is spiritually we begin to slowly die. So this is an important part of what we need to do. But I also realize that prayer alone can't actually keep the fire going. Sometimes we slacken a bit in prayer. But prayer must be, we must add fasting to prayer. When we add fasting to prayer, it becomes very powerful. It becomes so powerful that you know that the fire is always burning. And fasting is actually good for our physical bodies too. the machine stops working for a day so that it can restore and do better for you. Okay? So it is very good at least once in a week or twice in a week to just put aside a meal and just take time to seek the face of God, seek the presence of God. And when you come before God in fasting and praying, you find that God will begin to speak to you clearly. You will be drawn so close into His very presence, and you'll be able to hear His voice so clearly. In these last days, we need to hear the voice of God. We need to know, every one of us need to hear the voice of God. Every one of us need to know what the Lord is saying to us. Like in the book of Revelations, hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Here God wants to say, speak to each one of us. So prayer together with fasting is very important. The second spiritual discipline will be worship. Now when you come into the presence of God to worship Him, some of you have not really experienced what worship is. Once you experience how wonderful, how beautiful worship is, you will want to continuously worship throughout the day, you know, and worship keeps our first love alive. And when we keep our first love alive by worshiping, when you sing the words of the song and it's from your heart, even though the words, you didn't write those words, but the words of the song mean so much from your heart, you sing it from your heart to the Lord and you feel the presence of God and you feel a peace which passes understanding, all understanding. When you worship the Lord, there is such a peace. Even in the midst of turmoil, and when you are worshiping the Lord in the midst of that turmoil, you will experience such a peace. And things which you thought before you came into worship, you thought these things are impossible in your life. But in the time of worship, God helps you to see that He is the God of the impossible. So even there is something impossible in your life and you enter into a time of worship, God will help you to see that it is possible, that He can answer a prayer and He can give you a breakthrough. So, and when the more you spend time in His presence worshiping, your love for God begins to grow. And the more you love God, you will love people too. Because God's love is for every one of us. So the love of God is for all of us. And so when we love God, when we begin to love God more and more, automatically we'll begin to love others. You love the people around you. Even the unlovable people, you'll be able to go and reach out to them and love them. Because it's the love of God that's shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So we really need to come to a time, to an experience of worship. If you really know how to worship, I tell you, wherever you are, you will be just worshiping Him. You will just adore Him. You don't have to sing sometimes. You just tell Him how much you appreciate Him, how much He has been so good to you, all that He has done for you. You can begin to give thanks. That's worship from your heart to the Lord. The third discipline is praying in tongues. Now, in Jude 20, you know how it builds us up when we pray in tongues. It edifies us. It actually encourages us. It builds us up. Jude 20. Can we have that verse? Okay, it says, You beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. So when you pray in the Holy Spirit fire begins to stir you up. It really stirs you up, you know, and encourages you. Even in the midst of discouragement, when you begin to pray in tongues, suddenly you feel like there's a peace and you're not discouraged anymore. You're not down anymore. You're not depressed anymore. When you really enter into a time, you know, and you begin to pray in tongues. And Pastor Julius Subi said that all of us need to pray 1 hour in tongues. And he said for the pastors, we need to pray 3 hours in tongues. It's not easy. When we pray in tongues, you pray and pray and pray. You think you prayed for 1 hour, but you look at the time, it's only 5 minutes. Yeah, that's our experience. See, when we pray in tongues, it's so difficult because we feel like, even though we're praying without the understanding, but we find that we think we are praying long, but it's not. But you can increase your time of praying in the Spirit. You just work at it. Learn to pray 5 minutes in tongues. And then when you're able to do the 5 minutes in tongues, then you increase it to 10 minutes. And I tell you, there's so many benefits when you begin to pray in tongues. I tell you, the Lord will just encourage you. Sometimes when you're praying in tongues, He will give you an answer to your problem. Sometimes when you're praying in tongues, the Lord will show certain people's face to you and give you a word for them. So many things happens when we begin to pray in tongues. And praying in tongues actually keeps the fire burning in us. You try it, I assure you. I've done it and I'm telling you to try it. Throughout the day, just condition yourself to be praying in the Spirit. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whether you're driving, whether you're washing dishes, whatever you do, you just keep praying in the Spirit. And by the end of the week, you will know that your life is different. You will know that your presence with God is different. You will experience things that you've never experienced before. This is such a wonderful and awesome experience. Okay, and then the final discipline of spiritual discipline is, of course, the Word of God. It is bread to our soul. Just like physically we need to eat to keep ourselves healthy and to grow, in the same way, spiritually we need to feed ourselves with the Word of God. We need to read this Word. And if you can't read, nowadays your phone, you put it on, it reads to you. Things are so much easier now. So keep at it. Let the Word of God just get into you. And meditate on the Word of God. Things that you find that are difficult to overcome, take the Word of God and meditate on it until you see a victory and overcome that situation. So these are the spiritual disciplines that keep our fire going. And then, after, you see, the priest was putting wood to make sure that the fire, so the spiritual disciplines can represent the wood that is put. Okay, your prayer, your worship, praying in the Spirit, the Word of God, everything. And then the next part, number two, it says in that same verse, it says we need to put an offering. We need to put a burnt offering on the altar, a sacrifice on the altar. That's what it says, the next part. So the sacrifice that you put on the altar, this will keep the fire burning even greater. See, the wood is burning, but when you put a sacrifice on it, what happens? The fire begins to get even brighter. So in the same way, in our lives, it's not enough to just have our spiritual disciplines. We need to put a sacrifice on the altar so that the fire can continue to burn. And what are these sacrifices? One of the sacrifices is to sacrifice your sleep, to wake up early in the morning to seek the face of God. It says in Mark 1:35 that Jesus woke up many hours before dawn. That's probably about 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. To us, it's an unearthly hour. But yet, Jesus did that. And you saw how that was that is the thing that gave him the grace, the strength, and you know, the vitality to go on the whole day, go from one village to another, ministering to people, praying for people, seeing the sick healed and the lame walk. This is the power that came from there, the fire that was burning inside of him. So likewise, if we want the fire of God to be burning inside of us, we need to place a sacrifice on the altar. Sacrifice the sleep. Maybe you used to wake up at maybe 6 o'clock. Maybe now you try to wake up at 4:30. You know, just increase that hour when you wake up so that you can spend more time in the presence of God. And another sacrifice that you see that Jesus made in Mark 1:36-37, you see that, you know, early in the morning he woke up and he went to a solitary place and he spent time with his Father. Okay? And you know what? If you see the next few verses, it tells us the disciples were looking for him. Early in the morning, he has gone to spend time and pray, but the disciples are looking for him. They probably want to fellowship with him. They probably have questions to ask him. And so they were looking for him. So sometimes we need to sacrifice our fellowship in order to be one-to-one with the Lord. I know of people who will be fellowshipping with us and then suddenly they'll tell us, you know, please excuse me, I just feel the Holy Spirit pulling me and nudging me to come into His presence. I'm going to go and spend time with the Lord. So there are times God wants us to make sacrifices like that. Put aside some fellowships, put aside some things, and maybe you need to go to bed early so that you can wake up early in the morning. put aside some of these things to sacrifice on the altar so that your fire can keep burning. Okay? And then, one more thing is the sacrifice of praise. There are times in the morning you wake up, you don't feel like praying, you don't feel like praising, you don't feel like singing, you don't feel like praying in tongues, you don't feel like doing anything. That's when you bring a sacrifice of praise to the Lord. Begin to praise Him. If you don't know what to do, how to praise Him, turn to the book of Psalms. And a beautiful Psalms where you can praise Him for everything. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Praise Him wherever you are. The praise is so awesome. And when we begin to bring a sacrifice of praise, you'll be set free from that lame feeling that you feel early in the morning sometimes. Sometimes they say you woke up from the wrong side of the bed. You know, we don't have to experience these things with the Lord. Okay? And then finally, sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a humble heart. Okay? God wants us to come to Him with a humble heart, with a broken spirit before Him. And then you see that He will cause our fire to burn because we come to Him and He will restore us. Psalm 51 verse 17. It tells us that the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, You will not despise. God will not despise our brokenness. When we come in brokenness before God, that brokenness will turn out to be a fire that will be burning in your heart. So this is what we need to place a sacrifice on the altar. Okay? And then in that same verse, it tells us that the burnt offering need to be put in order. Okay? Now, in order to consistently keep our fire burning, we need to keep our spiritual disciplines. But in order to keep the spiritual disciplines, we need to put a sacrifice on the altar. And in order to keep the sacrifice burning consistently, our spiritual disciplines on the altar, we need to put our priorities right. See, if you want to make sacrifices, you have to put your priorities right. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added to you. So if we put our priorities right, then you can make the sacrifices. And when we make the sacrifices, the spiritual disciplines become easy. Usually the spiritual disciplines are not easy. But you must have a desire. It starts with a desire. A lot of us have desires. We desire to wake up early. We desire to read the Word of God. We desire to grow in the Lord. We want to do Bible study. We have desires. But many of our desires just remain desires. So from desire, you need to discipline yourself. Tell yourself, you discipline yourself and you determine in your heart. Determine in your heart, I'm going to make this sacrifice. I'm going to make this discipline to come before God every morning consistently. Some of us don't grow is because we're not consistent. We are hit and miss pattern. You know, one day we do, the next 2 days we are sleeping, and then the following day we come back again, you know. So you find that when we make it a point to be consistent, then you see that you will grow, really grow in leaps and bounds. Okay? So this is what the priorities must be put right. Ask the Lord, Lord, what are the things in my daily schedule that I need to put aside to actually get this priority right and to make the sacrifice so that your fire, on the burning fire, can continue to burn brightly. And when the fire of God is burning in your heart, you are passionate about God and you are passionate about the people of God. You love people like God loves them. If 5 years ago you loved people in this way, and you're still loving the people in the same way, then you know you have not grown. Our love for God must grow. Our love for each other must also grow. So we need to come and renew that love with God. Just like we did a marriage renewal, renewal of vows. We need to come to God and renew our commitment to Him. Renew the commitment so that the fire can burn brightly. And when the fire is burning brightly, when you begin to love people, you'll be passionate about people. At the same time, you'll have a passion for souls. We want to see people come to know the Lord, because that's what is on the heart of God. It's on the heart of God that we will be witnesses to bring others into His kingdom. So it starts with our love for God to grow. When our love for God begins to grow, as we put our priorities and our spiritual disciplines correct, you see that this will consistently begin to grow. And as you begin to love the Lord, you'll have such a passion for the lost. You want to win every person that you see, you want to win them to the Lord. Okay? Now, as I conclude this message, I just want to encourage each one of you. And I want to say why. Why should we keep the fire burning? Why should the fire of God in our hearts consistently be burning? I want to remind each one of you that our life on earth is limited. The time that we have on earth is limited. Jesus only had 33 years. Many of us have outlived Jesus on this earth. But we need to remind ourselves that our time is limited. So as long as we are alive on this earth, we have a purpose to win the lost. We have a purpose. So we must do whatever we can while we can. So time is given to us now. Let's do whatever we can. Let the fire of God continuously be burning so that we can continue to go out there and win the lost. Go out there and serve people. You know, whatever God wants us to do, that we will do. And another reason why we must keep this fire burning is because the time of Jesus coming is getting nearer and nearer. Whether you know it or not, whether you're reading to find out that it's really getting nearer and nearer, each day we are nearer to the coming of the Lord. But none of us know when He's exactly coming. Because if we know, then we will play the fool now. And when we know He's coming, we will quickly get ready. See, but the Bible says in Matthew 24 and verse 36, no one knows the day or the hour when the bridegroom is going to come. And so because we do not know, even the angels do not know, only God the Father knows when He's coming. So because we do not know when He's coming, we need to keep this fire burning so that we are prepared all the time, anytime. Whether we go home to the Lord or whether He appears in the clouds, we need to be ready and prepared. That's why this message is for us today, that we must continuously think of keeping our fire burning. Is our fire burning bright today? Or is our fire going down gradually? What do we need to do to stir that fire up? What is it that God is wanting you to do? Hear from Him and just obey Him. One of the things that keeps our fire burning in our lives is also obedience. Many of us, we don't have the fire because God keeps telling us certain things. God keeps waking us up. We keep going back to sleep. We keep doing whatever God is telling us, we are not obeying. And so the fire is not burning so brightly. So one of the things is when you begin to obey the Lord, your fire will begin to ignite. Okay? So let's keep ourselves ready for the coming of the Lord. The bridegroom is definitely coming. Okay? Since the bridegroom chooses to give us a surprise, I think we better be ready for the surprise that He has for us, that He would come anytime. So right now, I just want you all to just bow our heads and let the Lord just begin to speak to each one of us. God is a God of the individuals. So though I'm speaking to all in a crowd, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to each one of us individually. What is it that is touching in your life right now? What is it that's stirring in your heart? Is it the fire that needs to be stirred? How does He want you to stir your fire? Each one of us. God wants that fire on the altar to be consistent and continuously burning. Yes, allow the Lord to just speak to you. The love, our love for God must always be hot. We cannot become lukewarm. We need to allow the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, to ignite that fire once again, to keep that fire burning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ask God for His grace. Ask His grace to be able to keep this fire burning consistently. If consistency is your problem, just allow the Holy Spirit to touch that part of your life today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Kurabarianta radabasandai. Ikirianta ralabarianta radabashidiriande. Kuramananta ralabasandai. I just give you a moment to just talk to God personally. Maybe you can make a new commitment, a fresh commitment to Him, to keep your fire burning on the altar always, day by day, consistently. Kirianta radabashura labariande. Kirianta nanamasukura bakabariandai. O rakabasikirianta ralayande. Shunomoho rakabariande. Rikaralayandai. Let's stand together in the presence of God right now. Even as we prepare our hearts for communion, let this communion be a special communion where you will come into His presence and you begin to talk to Him again in prayer. That you begin to worship Him from your heart and praise Him and thank Him for all that He is in your life. Let this communion be a fresh commitment to the Lord, that you will commune with Him daily and consistently allow the fire to burn. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to sing a song. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Consuming fire, fed into flame, a passion for Your name, Spirit of God, would You fall in this place? Lord, have Your way. Lord, have Your way. Consuming fire, fed into flame, a passion for Your name, Spirit of God, would You fall in this place? Lord, have Your way. Lord, have Your way. Consuming fire, fed into flame, a passion for Your name, Spirit of God, would You fall in this place? Lord, have Your way.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the emblems, Lord. We thank you for your body that was broken for us. We thank you for the blood that was shed for us. We ask that, Lord, you have blessed these emblems, Lord. And even as we partake of the bread and the cup, Lord, we pray for miracles to take place in our lives. From this communion with you, as we relate to you, as we have relationship with you, as we have intimacy with you, as we come and commune with you, Lord, let there be a new life in us, a brand new life to walk with you, to keep the fire burning until you come. Bless these emblems. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to the Father, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Yes, the bread is a healing bread. The 39 stripes that he took on the body brought healing to us. And this bread represents healing. Whether it's mental healing, whether it's financial healing, whether it's relationship healing, whether it's physical healing, we want to partake it together, that miracles will take place in every situation. Let's partake of the bread together. And then likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Take it, drink it, as often as you do it, in remembrance of me, until I come again." So until Jesus comes again, we remind ourselves that his blood was shed for us to set us free from bondages, set us free from curses, set us free from any witchcraft that is done on us. We can just believe God for a miracle as we partake of the cup together. Let's partake as a family. Just put your cups down and let's just worship the Lord. Let's give him glory
come
and honor.
To me,
let the words of this song just touch your heart. That you will desire to let the fire burning in your life.
Passion
for God. A passion for his people. A passion for souls to be saved. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your awesome presence. We thank you for your word that you've given to us to remember what you want us to do. Lord, we pray that your fire will fall afresh on each one of us. And Lord, that you will give us grace in our spiritual disciplines, Lord. You will give us grace to keep the fire going consistently without putting it off. Lord, we pray. I pray for each and every one of us. Even as we walk out of this place, Lord, your presence will linger in our lives. And we will continue to commune with you, Lord. That we will walk with you daily. And we will live victorious lives. Lord, we pray that you give each one of us a victorious week ahead. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful week with Jesus. And live victoriously for him. Amen.